Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Ticket Texter says that was a dominant performance by the Lions. The only reason it wasn't a blowout, defensive penalties, and many of those were ref nitpicking calls. Texter says Tim Patrick played hell of a game, should get some love this morning. Great addition, could slide into the Josh Reynolds role. He looked good last night. Not long ago, we were saying if our defense is just average, we'd be a serious threat. Guys, I think we're there. JC and Allen Park.
Yeah, and I mean, you could say they were average last night, and you could say there were some things that, yes, they need to improve upon, but they did what they had to do to give the Lions a chance to win. And in the first two wins, they were the story. The first three games, they were the story about how much better they are this year versus last year.
Yeah, big picture, the defense is better than I thought they'd be through 4 weeks. Even last night, I know they were giving up a lot of first downs and raw yardage. They got three straight stops to close the game. They forced multiple turnovers. They were on the field a lot in that second half, and it's also just a bad matchup. No Brian Branch, a team that's just X's and O's had success against Detroit. And for all the griping about the defense yesterday, they won by 13 points. There's just no reason to be miserable today. That was as fun a badass football game, badass in those black uniforms. But that opinion on the uniforms is not shared on this show. It's not unanimous on this show. As Greg put it before the show, he doesn't like the blacks. Uniforms. Yes. Greg?
I did not find them appealing to watch from an on-television broadcast standpoint. The blue on black, there's not enough contrast there. And so it's displeasing to the eye to see that. The silver on the blue, the blue jerseys with the white name and numerals and the silver breeches with the blue stripe really pop and they stand out and they accent every part of the uniform. I thought the blue on black, there's a little bit blurring of the contrast between those two things. So I didn't find it that appealing to see on television and to see it, watch it play out on a game. And maybe this is part of my like play-by-play broadcaster kind of kicking in, where it'd be difficult to read names and
numbers. Yeah,
didn't find it as appealing as others did.
So I love the new blue jerseys, like you do, and the numbers pop. The it just looks so clean and sharp. Love it, and from a broadcast standpoint too, makes it very easy to see. But as a home broadcast, you get really familiar with guys that where they run, how they catch, how they play, all that stuff. So you don't really need to see the numbers quite as well. I thought the black uniforms looked awesome. I'm not a huge fan of messing with uniforms. I am very much a traditionalist when it comes to that. But if you're going to have an alternate uniform, please, please, please have an alternate helmet that goes well with that uniform. The black stripe, the black lion on the helmet, I thought was just awesome.
Yeah, I thought it popped. Like it's
awesome.
It's a deep black color with the blue that I think almost like it pops
off
the screen.
As opposed to a lighter black?
I love the helmet.
Thank you, Stoney.
248-539-9797. We'll get some reactions, uniforms, the game itself, the offense finally getting their swagger back, the defense doing enough. What do you got?
Uniform-wise, I told you guys that that's one of the few things my wife spontaneously said during the game. Like, she really liked the uniforms, but really liked the helmets, like, yeah, in terms of the way they popped and stuff. So I got to say Greg's in the wrong here.
Yeah.
Because usually, like what your guys' significant others think about it?
Kelsey likes them.
I don't know that Lisa even commented on it last night. It wasn't, like I said, the uniforms aren't a topic of conversation in our house.
We got to stick to football.
Yeah. I'm just, yeah. I do let her talk.
You see that cap?
Yeah, some people think
I let her talk.
With the people that would be awful to watch a game with me because you don't want the kids to talk. You'll let your wife talk. No, we do have conversations about the game.
You have the all 22, don't you?
I just don't like listening to some of the announcers talk.
What did Lisa think of the run blocking?
She thought it was great. She loved the Alcatraz play that it's being called. Loved that one. So Amon-Ra St. Brown went to her high school. So anytime Amon-Ra St. Brown does something, I hear about modern day and all this stuff, which is, it's fine. But David Montgomery is on her fantasy team. So he breaks off that 40-yard pass, and obviously that brought her out of her seat. That's my guy!
Well, now you brought up fantasy. I was dealing with that last night. Sam has Montgomery and Connor has Gibbs. Mm-hmm. That was... Why? How come the other one's not getting the ball, like complaining like every time? I'm like, seriously, can we watch the game?
Right.
Can we watch the game?
And there's room for both these guys. Like, it's the best running back duo in the NFL. They're going to keep each other fresh. They can run all the same stuff with both of them in the game. Gibbs with two red zone touchdowns. It's not just Montgomery. And Montgomery catching the ball. Like, they are interchangeable in that way. Let's get to the phones. We've got Jason in Farmington Hills. Jason, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. I just wanted to touch on two things. First, in terms of the defense letting up a lot of points, and especially in the second half, if you really think about it, they let up a touchdown at halftime, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in the third quarter, I think the defense was on the field for 12 or 13 minutes of that quarter. So they were gassed. So I'm not really going to blame the defense there at all. Tarion needs to fix a few things, which I believe he will, and Aaron Glenn will help him. And the second thing I wanted to discuss was, I think David Montgomery is the low-key MVP of our team. I think what that guy brings to the run game is special. I think it's a perfect 1-2 punch with him and Gibbs. And that catch that he had, I mean, just to stuff that defender, continue on for 40 yards, that was something special.
He's a tone setter. There's no question about it. You have certain guys on your team that are tone setters. And we saw it last week when he was, you know, trying to get extra yardage. Now, all of a sudden, when he's fighting for that extra yardage, the offensive line joins in and they actually pick him up and carry him for 5 yards. He's laughing. But it is the tone that he sets when you have a play like that and you square off with Devin Witherspoon. You knock him on his butt and you go for 40 yards when it should have been a 2-yard loss, that's a tone setter.
I agree with you, tone setter. It's a great observation. You know what this he reminds me of is what James Edwards used to do for the Pistons back in the day. They would get him the ball in the first quarter, post up, and it would open up everything else. And that's what David Montgomery does for the offense.
Yeah.
Matt in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, good morning.
Good.
So I just wanted to call and say, so like last year we knew that the defense was lacking a little bit, and this year, like we were saying, you guys were just saying, the first three games the defense looked way better than it did last year. But last night they lacked a little bit, but the offense stepped up when we needed them to, and I just think that shows that that's what your contenders do. Because the same thing with Kansas City, their defense sometimes falters on what happens. Mahomes and Kelsey make miraculous things happen and they win, and that just kind of seems like where this team is going, and it shows that we're true Super Bowl contenders out here.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I do think that it highlighted the fact that this team, going into the season, a lot of us talked about the expectation is the Super Bowl, not just a visit to the Super Bowl, but a win. And last night it showed that they are a team that is going to be a one of the very few that you think can win the Super Bowl.
And Matt, what I think too is you got to be able to win different ways. So we knew they had the offensive firepower because all of last year they did, and they brought most of those guys back. You knew they were going to have a game eventually where they exploded, and to do it on Monday night against the nemesis, to win by double digits in fun, convincing fashion. It's awesome. And to feel like your defense is better than a year ago, and if you need to win an ugly kind of grinded out game, they've already banked a couple of those wins this season. It feels like, yeah, they could go in the playoffs and match up with whatever kind of game they need to play. And I think that's what builds the confidence of this team to win the Super Bowl, because you're going to have to beat all kinds of different teams. I mean, if you get to the Super Bowl, think about the teams in the AFC, the different styles of a Baltimore or a Kansas City or a Buffalo.
Yeah.
Even, you know, if the Bengals caught fire and they've been to a Super Bowl, different styles. Can you win different kind of games? This team's showing it a month into the season.
They are. And they can win multiple ways. And they can do it offensively. They can do it defensively. Now, when both sides are humming along, and it's going to take some time, but you want to be playing your best football in weeks 16, 17, 18, leading into the playoffs. And if they're able to remain healthy enough or have the guys that are on the roster that step in at a moment's notice to play like they did last night, now all of a sudden you get into the playoffs, and there are other teams that are fearful of drawing the Lions in the postseason.
Texter says, offense was fire last night. Defense gave up 500 yards. Hard to win games in the NFL, but we'll take it. Still, defense has to figure out how to get pressure and contain mobile quarterbacks on those third downs in that second half of the game. DG in Fenton. Ticket Texter's on the uniforms. Whatever, nerd, those black and blue unis looked sweet on the broadcast. Greg, your TV must be messed up. Time to retire that TV from college. LOL.
What'd they look like in person? What'd they look like in the stadium? If you were sitting at Ford Field and they ran out with the new unis on, I want to know what it looks like. I've had one individual text me and said that, you know, they were there. First of all, the atmosphere was great. They look sweet. But I want to hear some more feedback, what they were like in person. Because on TV, I thought it was badass.
If you enjoy deep dives into solved and unsolved murder cases, then Murder True Crime Stories is the podcast for you. Find Murder True Crime Stories on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.